Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you guys. Today is Thankful Thursday, and I know we thankful every day, every minute. I get all of that, but today is especially thankful for scriptures that have been illuminated in our lives, or scriptures that have been made manifest in our lives. That's what Thankful Thursday is for us, is scriptures that God have allowed to just overtake our way of thinking, overtake our way of living. Just the Word of God alive. Woo, hallelujah. Because we are living stones. We are written epistles. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started here, let's get Pastor Bell from up there in that cold country to give us a word of prayer.
Praise to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Thankful Thursday. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen. We got the victory. We got the victory over everything because we are in Christ. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Get my spirit stirred up here this morning. Praise the Lord. The scripture I'd like to share. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Jeremiah 31 and verse 33 and 34. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law into their inward part and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people, and they shall teach no man no more, and they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for all things. We're thanking you for this day that we have set aside for Thankful Thursday. Thanking you for the scriptures, Father God. Thanking you for your Holy Spirit that leads us to the scriptures when we're down, when we're troubled, and we open up the Bible. Holy Spirit will lead us to a word that uplifts us and encourage our hearts to endure to the end. Father God, we just want to say thank you right now in the name of Christ Jesus. And we're just asking that you will bless each and every one, Father God, that's on this broadcast today, those who are listening by internet. Father God, we just ask that you will bless each and every one. And we just give you praise today. We thank you for the growth. We thank you for the determination that no matter what may come our way, we have the victory and we're determined to stay focused and on point and learning more and more about your word. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, up against the listeners, up against our pastor. We're binding it up right now, Father God, because we know that your word is more powerful, Father God, because the word tells us greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, just bless each and every one, Father God. We plead in the blood on each and every one, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you would touch those that are sick and shut in, those that have been touched by this virus, Lord. We know you are a healer because your word says, by your stripes we are healed. Father God, we just pray for those who are bereaved today and those who are troubled mind. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to keep our minds stayed on you and not be disturbed or concerned about the troubles of the world, because we are not of the world. Amen. We are in Christ Jesus. And Lord, we just ask you to just continue to help us to love one another, forgive one another, and press on in the word of God and live according to God's word. We thank you, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. She ought to melt some snow with all that fire she got up there. I know some snow got melted in Ohio. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for the beautiful prayer.
Hallelujah. Well, hey, brothers, it's like to say it's Thankful Thursday, and hey, just take off and go. Anybody being led, go for it.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Anybody, I'd like to start. I need to call some names. Don't want to call on nobody. I want you to jump on in here. Studio open.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen,
amen. Pastor Deacon, Pastor Dale, Evangelist Shane, family and friends, all the things. Just want to take the time out to tell Lord thank you.
Yeah.
He's mighty good. He could have snuffed me out before I was born, but he kept me here for a reason. And it's not to be quiet about his goodness. So much thank you. Just want to take the time out to say thank you. And I'm not ashamed of my God. I'm going to let him know and everybody else know that I am thankful. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor took someone else step in. I would like to read that scripture out of the Message Bible. That was Jeremiah 31. In verses 33 and 34, it says, "This is the brand new covenant that I will make with Israel when the time comes. I will put my law within them, write it on their hearts, and be their God, and they will be my people. They will no longer go around setting up schools to teach each other about God. They'll know me firsthand, the dull and the bright, the smart and the slow. I'll wipe the slate clean from each of them. I'll forget they ever sinned. God's decree." Amen, amen. And I'm so thankful for that. As I have read that, I know that God has given me a different heart, a new mind, a new attitude. And I'm so thankful because it says the sins that I have, they're removed. I don't have to worry about them no more. He done throw them away. And now I'm free. I'm free in Christ Jesus. And I thank God because I am free. No more bondage, you know, because sin will have you down. You know, you'll be down in yourself. But thank God, we free. We free. We are free in Christ Jesus. And I just want to that scripture. I know yesterday Pastor brought just 31, 33, and I read a little further. I said, I should have read 34. But, you know, I just thank God for his word, because his word changes our lives. It'll change you. It's like, if you get in that word faithfully and allow God's word to be in you and you meditate on that word, I tell you, it'll change your life. Like the scripture says, we're new creatures in Christ. We're no more the same. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so now we're new, so we don't have to look back. When people try to bring something to us, bind it up right then. Say, oh no, that was then, but this is now, and I'm new in Christ. Have that scripture right there on your lips and tell them before they even try to bring up what you used to do and how you used to be. Bind it up. But I'm so thankful for the word at noon. I'm sorry, I'm just full. Pastor shouldn't have played that song. But anyway, I just thank God. I just thank God we got the victory. Each and every one of us on this broadcast had the victory. We had the victory over our sickness. We had victory over sin. We had victory over people who try to put us down. We got the victory. So know that. You know, stand on that. Stand on God's word. It's victory. And you know, that's a beautiful song, and the words are powerful. And it has to get into your spirit. That Holy Spirit will have you shouting and just praising God for his goodness. You know, knowing that you are greater than anyone, as the scripture says. You know, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So because you're in Christ Jesus, you're greater than those who are in the world. That's not judging. That's the word of God. Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. I'm going to let somebody else jump in here. Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
Anyone else? Thankful Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the victory.
Got the victory.
Keep hearing Evangelist Sharon. Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
Pastor has a way of stirring up, you know, people say stirring up the pot with the Holy Spirit. He just knows which way to go, and it tickles me that. Just from the beginning with the selection to the prayer to whatever scripture you're reading, and it's just exciting and it tickles me. But in 2 Corinthians 3 and 3, 2 and 3 reads, "We are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as we are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart." Amen. I love that scripture. And I'm thankful for that scripture. And I'm also thankful for 1 Corinthians, excuse me, 2 and 10. And it leads us out in the King James. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, preparing spiritual things for spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct them? But we have the mind of
Christ. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise. Yes.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. Yes. Amen. Amen. He's worthy. Yes, he is.
Well, you know, I was thinking about something from yesterday, the scripture that Pastor read, and also the one that Evangelist Sharon read. Both of those scriptures came from the lesson on yesterday. And one thing I wanted to say, in Jeremiah 31, 33. Remember, this is a promise. I like the way God's word says it. It says, but this is the promise. What's in you is a promise. That was God's promise. He paid his debt. When you receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit, God said, debt paid.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He said, I'll make it to Israel after those days. He says, now I'm going to declare the Lord. He said, I'll put my teaching, and that's what I like, I will put my teaching inside of them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my teaching. In other words, I'm going to put the teacher, which is the Holy Ghost, on the inside of them. He said, and I will put my teaching inside of them. And I will write those teachings on their hearts.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
And when I read that, I thought about, you know, this back in the day, this old school stuff, y'all. But we used to have a big blackboard. And when the teacher would write it, if you didn't know how to spell nothing, you know how to spell it then.
That's right.
I thought about the Holy Ghost. Even if you don't understand it, when they put it on the board, began to write it, you got to get it.
I mean,
I'm not saying anybody did this other than me, but I wasn't looking on somebody's paper to cheat. I was looking on somebody's paper to see how to spell the word correctly. But when the teacher stopped putting it on the board, I didn't have to look at my neighbor. I didn't have to look at the person next to me anymore.
That's right.
I could look at the teacher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo! Y'all just don't know. Y'all just don't understand. I'm telling you, when I was going to school, when the teacher put it on the board, everybody could get it. So individually, the Holy Ghost put it in your spirit. God fulfilling his promise to teach you.
Thank you, Lord.
So we don't need your neighbors. We don't need just the other folks. Help. God said, I'm going to teach you to you.
That's right.
No longer will each person teach his neighbor. That's what the scripture says. Or his relative. Not talking about knowing the Lord. No. What's going to happen, the Holy Ghost that God promised will be in you. And you will know. And you will declare.
Yeah.
You don't have any choice.
Amen.
Yeah. See, the wicked can't do that. The next scripture, which I really was going to talk about, I'm glad Evangelist Sharon brought it up, was 2 Corinthians 3, 3 and 4. I said on yesterday, and it's worth repeating, in the Old Testament, everything had to be engraved, and then you would see it. You would see it. But what God did was, he said, you know what? I'm going to put it in your heart, and when people see you and talk to you, they're going to know that you are a living letter. You are a living Bible. You are a living epistle.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about Paul's writing. Don't worry about John's writing. Don't worry about Matthew. Don't worry about Luke's writing. Don't worry about Timothy, right? God said, you know what? You're going to be a living testimony.
Yeah.
In other words, you're part of the New Testament, so you're going to be a living testament now. When man will see you, they're going to be able to read you. So now, what are you saying, preacher? See, a lot of y'all don't realize this, but the devil don't like reading what he sees.
Go ahead. Say it now.
Because see, what he sees is spiritual. He sees you alive to God. The devil don't like that. He sees you're not subject to him anymore, but you're subject to God.
All right.
But the devil sees you pleasing God. That's what he sees. He sees you're dead to sin, but alive to Christ now. He sees that you're in Christ. He sees that you're the very righteousness of God. See, he's reading that.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to get some folks. You're going to get some folks. They're going to read you, too. They're going to read you the same way. It's sort of like, you know, it ain't hard to recognize if a person can really play or not when it comes to sports. It ain't hard.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like them, but, you know, it ain't hard to recognize. You can say, that boy, they got talent.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to be a sports fan to know that Serena Williams have talent. Just
That's
watch
right.
it. You'll go, oh, wow. Because it's all in it's written. She's a living legend of what she is. I mean, y'all may not care for LeBron James, but he's a living legend.
Because
you know you're going to see some real highlights.
That's right.
Because that's what he is. And we are the same way as Christians. I mean, I think about Tom Brady. Say what you want to say about the referees and all that. But he's a living goat. He's the goat. He's the man.
Yes,
when it comes
to
quarterback, he's going to chunk it.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. So when you say quarterback, you think of Brady, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
He did the same thing in another uniform as he did when he was in New England.
That's right.
But what are you saying, preacher? See, when you are truly a child of God and God promises in you, I don't care where you go. You can go to Pennsylvania where they got 20 inches of snow. Or go on to Ohio where they got 16 inches up there. They probably got more than that because they had 2 foot the other day. But anyway, Kentucky got some. Kentucky got a little bit over there.
Okay,
Tennessee got some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But guess what? You're going to be a Christian if you were down in Florida. If that's what's in you, people going to read you. So it doesn't matter where you're at geographically. It doesn't matter what climate you're in. That's who you are. People read you. You can go to the grocery store, and they're going to recognize something different about you. But you're a living epistle. You're alive.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad when your family don't like you. It ain't you they don't like. It's what's in you. And like Pastor said earlier, that's what you all do. You all tell me, you're looking at the promises of God. You see the promises of God. Don't get mad. Don't get angry.
Amen.
You're looking at the promises of God. We're that new covenant the Bible talks about. When you see me, what you're looking at is one who's in Christ. When you see me, you'll know that I'm blessed going in and blessed coming out.
Hallelujah.
So let them know that, you know, you're under the blood. Don't get mad.
Amen.
That's what God called you. God called you a living epistle. So you're alive.
Yeah.
And you ought to start smiling. So I'm glad you recognize, baby. I'm glad you recognize. I'm glad you can see it.
Say that. Say it.
And then a lot of times the enemy, man, because he can't get saved.
Because
he won't surrender. See, I start watching the enemy working other people, and then I see that they jealous. They jealous. Jealous.
Yeah.
Jealous hearted. And I don't make it no better. I God gonna have to forgive me. I don't make it no better. I start bragging about my daddy.
All right.
That I have eternal glory. What you see is what eternally. This ain't nothing to just here for a while. No, this is eternal. This is gonna work through. See, that sinful nature died. I'm in that new way of walking now. And yeah, I'm gonna brag about it. Yeah, like Pastor told me, I got freedom.
Yeah.
I got unconditional freedom. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to get a lot of talk, and you're going to get a lot of smack. You're going to get a lot of smack down.
The Lord, you needed a BTR. The Lord, to be smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
They calling me. I got an emergency. But, hey, you guys take care. And we'll see you all on tomorrow.
Hallelujah. God bless. God bless.
I'm worried at noon. Let's see here. I'm coming. I'm coming.